While strides have been made, mental illnesses are still stigmatized, meaning people do not seek proper treatment, or any at all. Last week, Post-Traumatic Stress Disorder Awareness Day was held to highlight an illness that is rarely spoken about.
PTSD is a mental health disorder that results from having experienced a traumatic event. My name is Anne-Laure Quino. I'm the Director of Policy and Service Development at Phoenix Australia at the University of Melbourne, and I do training and research around trauma and PTSD. A traumatic event really is when someone is exposed to a situation where they either witness or experience very severe harm and injury, or they're witnessing someone else is being injured or dying. Also, events like sexual assault, sexual abuse, family violence can be very traumatic.
It has severe impacts on day-to-day life, and while some experiences are more likely to lead to PTSD, there are many ways it can come out.
PTSD is a very common response to traumatic events, and it involves people often re-experiencing memories of the trauma in very vivid ways, through nightmares, through reacting to things that remind them of the trauma. Also, people who have experienced trauma often carry a lot of anxiety and fear in their body, and that means that they're always looking out for danger, they have difficulty often sleeping, they often have problems with anger because they're always very anxious and tense, and it's easy to become angry when you're constantly tense. The other thing is often people avoid reminders of the trauma because it's so difficult to have those reactions to reminders that I just described. So people often will not do things in order to not be reminded of the trauma. So for example, if someone's been in a car accident, it's not unusual that if they develop PTSD, they will stop driving. And that might affect their ability to work, their ability to look after their kids, to go places. And often once you start avoiding reminders of the trauma, you start avoiding a lot of things in your life, and that can make your life really narrow, where you stop avoiding talking to friends, you stop doing things that you used to do.
Treatments are available for those who seek them. Unfortunately, many people who suffer from PTSD are undiagnosed and do not access them.
There's very, very good, effective treatment for PTSD. They're called trauma-focused cognitive behavioral therapies. There's a whole range of them, but essentially what it does is help a person process what happened to them, make sense of what happened to them, and also give them a whole range of practical ways of re-engaging with their life. There are an increasing number of psychologists and treatment programs that do offer those treatments. So often it's a good idea to go to your GP and ask for a psychologist or a treatment program that does do trauma-focused therapies, and they should be able to find out who can best help. What we recommend is that it's better to do psychological treatment rather than medication. Certain antidepressants can help with PTSD, but they're the second-line treatment. Really, what is going to help people most is psychological treatment. Varies depending on the problems that people face and the trauma they've experienced. But what we do know is that very few people seek help early enough. So, and very few people seek help actually overall. Basically, at any one time, you will see that 1 million Australians have PTSD. So the issue is that often people will not report what's happening to them because it's very difficult to talk about mental health issues, and with some traumatic event it's also very difficult to talk about them.
Anne believes the conversation needs to change, much like it has for other mental illnesses.
There's several things. I think people are very well aware now of other mental health disorder and the need to seek help. So I think there's been great campaigns around depression, around anxiety, and I think there needs to be the same level of awareness around PTSD. And that I think what's the key thing for people is that there are effective treatments out there, and that that they know to seek help as early as possible. The earlier you treat PTSD, the less impact it will have on your life. So PTSD gets more complex and grows over time. So if you nip it in the bud, you have more successes of your life being less affected by the disorder. And it's much easier then to treat. Having said that, you can have PTSD for 10 years and the treatments are still effective.
Benjamin Polizon, Panorama News.